This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, bringing you tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Not all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks for working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. And yeah, oil went up $5 a barrel yesterday, so you guys ought to be feeling a lot better. And don't forget to follow us on the Facebook page that we have for the show, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we had a situation, and you and I talked about it off air, and we talked about it yesterday when it happened. I'm really not surprised that Captain Brent Crozier was relieved of command from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. But when I heard the circumstances as to the letter and how many people got it and this, that, and the other, and the commotion it started, I'm wondering how come it took so long. What do you think?
The captain had spoken to his commanding officer, and the following day I don't know what happened in that telephone conversation, but the following day he drafted a letter in an email form to 27 people that were visible on the recipient side of the email.
Mm-hmm.
They were courtesy copied. We don't know how many or who was in a blind copy, because, you know, hence the word blind.
Right.
But we don't know how the San Francisco Chronicle got a copy of the email.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be his hometown newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And with that article that came out in the San Francisco Chronicle, it caused kind of a chain of concern / panic, and it eventually went back to crew members aboard the carrier, and the crew members were trying to have a conversation with the chief petty officer, and he didn't know anything about it, so it began to cause some panic, and that is the reason that he was terminated. He didn't follow chain of command. And
mm-hmm.
They could not confirm that the leaked email to the San Francisco Chronicle, he said he would probably, the Secretary of the Navy said he'd probably never know how they got it. But, you know, he clearly did not follow chain of command.
And as a result, he'll probably be retired with whatever his rank is, but that's what happens, and it's just too bad, so sad is about all I can say to that one.
the commander, by the way, his commanding officer, Eric, is pointing in because Eric was assigned with the Navy. He's saying his commanding officer, which would have been an admiral assigned to that fleet, because that battle group had an admiral assigned to it somewhere, would have had the final say in all that. So it is what it is. Now, moving along, the background checks for guns last month, 3.7 million sent an all-time record.
Yeah, and there are some, it's interesting, I would say, to take a look at, you want to kind of pursue that topic, is to take a look at California and New Jersey, because it appears when they closed down the gun stores, they also closed down access for background checks. So a purchase had been made pending the background check, and I know people in New Jersey that made a purchase can't even go back to the store to go pick up their purchase because the store's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a sale there, or many sales in New Jersey, that are just hanging out there. But yes, so, that is why several organizations, including the NRA, are suing those two states.
Yeah, because they're open here, I'll tell you that much. I know they are. But different story, different folks, right, I guess. But anyway, and guns were selling very briskly. The gun shows that I was at, previous to that, there was a lot of walkthrough people coming through. For example, the month of May, there's three gun shows scheduled, because May, if we go back to normal, May 9th, May 23rd, and May 30th, there's Sarasota, Oldsmar, and Port Charlotte. Three gun shows right there are scheduled for next month, so we'll see how that all works out.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is Steve Mnuchin got questioned yesterday by a reporter about, well, it takes forever to get checks from the government. How do you think they're going to, how are you making sure they're going to get here in 2 weeks and this, that, and the other? And he fired right back and he said, you have my word. He said, these people are going to have these checks now. I heard last night they're going to start going out April the 13th.
I don't know what the exact date is, but I will tell you that he had a very aggressive, assertive, and confirmed response to all the various questions by reporters yesterday. I was really quite impressed.
That's right. He was in charge. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back. Now, I also heard that the people that would have gotten the checks on the 1st of this month are going to get them May 4th, Social Security I'm talking about, and the ones that get them in the middle of the month are going to get them the way they normally get them, direct deposit, or if you get a check in the mail, that's what you get, long as you're in the system. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher, my neighbor right around the corner here in the same building. His studio is about 30 feet away from mine. And I want you to know that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want to find out more about them, I've created a special place on the Americans for America Facebook group, because I want you to go over there, because we're looking for more people to get involved in that. It's Americans for America on Facebook. And we've got a good-sized crowd in there now, but the more the merrier, and it's somewhere you can go, you can vent, you can do whatever you need to do. But you'll see the logo link right there at the top of the page for the USCCA. Now, you can consider becoming a member. You can sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, because when you click on the link, that's where you're going to go, is to the free gun a day giveaway. And you can also take a look at the three different levels of membership that they have. And depending on which level of membership that you decide to take, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff in doing so. But you'll always get the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning magazine, which has all kinds of information in it, as well as discount coupons for weapons and ammunition and camping and fishing and just outdoor activities in general. So there you go. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page, and right there you will see the USCCA logo link. Click on that and you'll be glad you did. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that gets you a little extra bonus into the mix too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Denise, the president had something to say about our activity down south of the border, about all the military activity we got going on. Here's what he said.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives. In cooperation with the 22 partner nations, U.S. Southern Command will increase surveillance, disruption, and seizures of drug shipments and provide additional support for eradication efforts, which are going on right now at a record pace. We're deploying additional Navy destroyers, combat ships, aircraft and helicopters, Coast Guard cutters, and Air Force surveillance aircraft, doubling our capabilities in the region. Very importantly, our forces are fully equipped with personnel, protective equipment, and we've taken additional safety measures to ensure our troops remain healthy.
Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but he got a little bit more elaborate when asked a question by reporters yesterday. And the other thing is, we heard yesterday, or at least I heard, and I'm sure you did too, they found another tunnel on the Mexican border with California. $22 million worth of hardcore drugs. This thing had a railroad in it. It had lights. It had air conditioning. A very elaborate tunnel that ran for over a mile and a half underground.
And came up through the basement, if you will, of a warehouse in San Diego.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
The efforts that we have going on that on this counter-narcotics operation can really be packaged in one simple term, and that is to remove Maduro.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Right.
And we can't forget that AG Barr had announced in previous week that there were some indictments on Maduro and several of his reigning buddies in power.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really that effort to get them out of there.
Now, the other thing, oil seems to control the world in which we live in. As oil goes, the countries go. And yesterday it got a little shot in the arm. It went up $5 a barrel for West Texas crude. It went up $5 a barrel plus for Brent crude. And the wholesale price of gasoline went up 11 cents a gallon to 66 cents a gallon, which is still going to guarantee cheap gas for a while. But the futures on oil, let's see, $29 a barrel, the futures 1 year out.
I don't know if there's been an increase at the price of gasoline at the pump, because I'm looking at what it is near me, not that that's indicative of really across the country by a long stretch, but you know, one particular station near me is at $1.69, and another one about three blocks away is $1.85. That's really unchanged since apparently Russia and Saudi Arabia have come to some kind of an accommodation. I don't, you know, and that is really what has hurt, because Saudi Arabia has been dumping very cheap oil on the market. What's concerning for Trump and concerning for the United States is our domestic production. It almost is not worth it to even try and get oil out of the ground right now at those prices. But on the other hand, we've also stockpiled so much in oil, we don't need it. So our reserves are just absolutely huge. But in order to keep some protection to the oil companies, the United States, the federal government, has actually bought a lot of that inventory for the federal government's reserve.
I have a question from a listener. When we were talking about the gun stores and the permits and all that, they said, why do you suppose that they're not having gun shows right now? I suppose it's because of the mass amount of people that flow through there.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, because in a gun store,
can't have a gathering of 10 or more people.
That's right. And even the buses, I saw a city bus yesterday, and I didn't realize what they were doing, but it said no more than 10 people on the side of the bus. So they had the big city buses, and they couldn't take more than 10 people.
That's right.
Yep. They were all scattered, too. Matter of fact, when the driver pulled up to the drop point to drop people off, He dropped them off at the back door, not the front, the back door, and they came in the back door. So I guess that's what they're doing to stay further away from the driver. I guess that's what it kind of looked like.
Or each other.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, what do you think about Senator Marco Rubio by saying the true total of the unemployed is actually much higher? Now, I heard his explanation. He said it's because of the people that are self-employed that are now going to be able to collect unemployment that weren't even on the rolls before.
He's right. A lot of people don't understand that if you are a 1099, you really have no concept of applying for unemployment. Certainly those that are sole proprietorships don't either, but they do. They're beginning to understand this, which is part and parcel of the question that was asked yesterday at the White House briefing to Steve Mnuchin, and he's saying, no, you are protected. So you need to go over to the web portal that was established and, you know, put yourself into the system. Nobody is exempt. And the very beginning when this whole thing passed, a lot of those piece parts were very confusing. And they have been able to make clarifications. And what's at issue that's really quite important is so many people, they feel like if they haven't been terminated, they haven't been given, you know, their official separation notice / pink slip, that they don't, because their employer is trying to keep them on the payroll, that they're not eligible. So the other issue is the volume of unemployment filings, state by state by state. This is really significant. It's going to be a slow process because the state's respective unemployment system, computer system, probably is so old because it's 34 years old. It's probably still a DOS system. It is not designed for the volume. And so the systems keep crashing and the call centers are, you know, overloaded. So I would say keep trying. You're going to have to be patient. It's a 34-year-old system.
Wow. And, of course, one other little thing here. Dr. Fauci yesterday said that we mustn't give up and accept the projected virus death toll. We can do better if we just follow the rules.
Well, that's right. And you know, we're seeing... what's pretty disappointing to me is that we have all these mobile hospitals that we have constructed. There's no patients in there. The Comfort only has two people or three people on it, and the Mercy has nine, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, overreaction. All right, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Thank you. All right, yep. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And as I told you, a lot of this is over-exaggeration. The numbers aren't there, and hopefully they won't be.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, WestMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about them in just a minute here. But you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more of the young people coming out of high school are not going right straight off to college. Many more are now coming out of technical schools or vocational schools because they've learned a trade.
But what they don't know about the trades they've learned is even though they might be a plumber, they might be an electrician, they might be a welder, they might be a computer specialist, they might be a heavy equipment operator, maybe they're a truck driver, that a lot of the jobs they're going to take is going to put them in a union environment. And when that happens and you wind up going to have to be a union member, you are going to start out as an apprentice. And that apprentice could last as long as a year. I've seen it, depending on what you go into, that's what it is. But the important part is the money you get is not what you think you were going to get. The money you're going to get is going to be, we call you 80 percenters. That's what you're going to be. So if it was $12 an hour you thought you were going to get, it's $9.60. If it was $15 an hour you thought you were going to get, 80% of that is going to be $12. So you're not going to make the kind of money you thought. Now, how would you like to fill that void and get a great career path with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year for 40 hours a week work? Well, you can do it. You can learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. That's National Aviation Academy. And when you see what they got going there, if you want to further the information and give them a call, you can do that too by calling 800-659-2080. Now, they have two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Then they have another one that's right here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I'm in Tampa, and directly across the bay from me in Clearwater is the National Aviation Academy. So whichever one works for you, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080 to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. And you'll be glad you did when you check them out. You'll be glad that you did. It's a tremendous opportunity that only comes along once in a lifetime. Now, the military, yesterday, the U.S. military is deploying an additional 540 troops to the U.S.-Mexican border to assist the Border Patrol agents in handling migrants who may be COVID, COVID-19 positive, according to U.S. Northern Command. Again, we've got people coming in on the southern border, people coming in on the northern border, people coming in on board ships that are either already have the COVID-19 virus or they've tested positive. Now, the Navy senior leadership was aware of both the COVID-19 outbreak on board the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt and the concern about properly isolating sailors well before the ship's commanding officer, Captain Brent Crozier, sent a letter up his chain of command sounding the alarm, as well as copying another 25 people to the letter. Now, he was relieved of command yesterday. There's more to the story. I'm sure we're going to hear more in the days and weeks to come, so we'll see how that all plays out. Now, Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein ordered the leaders of each Air Force major command to pivot toward essential tasks that may require additional manpower or other resources. In addition, President Donald Trump has issued the order to send Navy ships to the area of Venezuela, along with Coast Guard cutters, along with aircraft, along with more troops on the ground, special forces, as he's beefing up the counter-narcotics operations in the Caribbean following a U.S. drug indictment against Nicolas Maduro. And as we said, in California, San Diego, they found a tunnel about a mile and a half long, modern tunnel, with a rail, an underground rail system in it that would deliver the drugs from Mexico to California, to the San Diego side of California. Now, the Pentagon, and an internal Pentagon document from 2017, warned about the potentially catastrophic impact of a pandemic like the coronavirus one that could result in debilitating illness and military forces and levels significant enough to degrade combat readiness. Everybody's kind of shaking their head going, who was this brilliant person to put that out there? Well, I don't know. But I guess we're going to find out because there's an investigation into it. What did they know and when did they know it? Now, we've got some problems over in Iraq with some intel that we picked up, as well as some skirmishes that have been going on around our bases. The president warned Iran in a tweet that it would pay a very heavy price if its forces or militias attacked our U.S. troops. And the reports we're getting are that that's exactly what they have planned. To be continued is what I'll say with that one. Now, Amnesty International released a new report on Wednesday documenting through interviews and field assessments what the organizations say were two civilian casualties from U.S. airstrikes in Somalia this February. Things happen. By the way, the Pentagon has announced that they have an amount of funding awarded through other transactions that now have increased nearly tenfold over the past 5 years. And they're looking to new buying tools that they'll be using 10 times more often than what they currently do. That, again, is another story to be continued. And the DOD's coronavirus cases are rising on par with the rest of the U.S., although the death toll is not as high as the civilians, thank goodness. And the Pentagon is seeking 100,000 body bags for civilians in this crisis. Now, I don't think we're going to have 100,000 deaths. That's my prediction. I can't tell you how many we're going to have, but I can tell you I just don't believe it's going to be 100,000. I think we're smarter than that, and I think we're going to be more careful than that. So I'm looking for much better numbers. And anybody that dies is one person too many with everything that's going on here. So we'll just wait and we'll see what happens. Now, the Pentagon also is gearing up for what we do after the pandemic is over. Things are getting better in the South right now because of the weather, probably. And at the bases in the South, we'll have more involvement to help out bases elsewhere. And keep in mind, the Navy's ships that they've got not only in the Caribbean, but also in the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean for this drug interdiction. We're going to be hearing about various things going on. And, oh, did you hear about the Venezuelan the Venezuelan patrol boat that fired at and rammed a German ship, an icebreaker, and then got sunk by that ship? Unbelievable. Happened a couple nights ago. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. What a strange story that was. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much. And I will tell you, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, they're still open for business. You have to do it a little different way because they're not serving inside. What you do is you can call ahead for an order at 941-748-5829, or you can just walk up to the deli window that's right there on the porch, in the front porch, and place an order that way. Either way, they are open. They're great selection of sandwiches and, of course, the homemade breads that they have and the orange swirl ice cream. Oh, yeah, that's all right there. So stop by for lunch. They're open from 9 to 3. But stop by for lunch. Grab yourself something to eat either on the porch there at one of the picnic tables or take it with you back to your work or whatnot. Again, the number 941-748-5829. Mixon's Deli window right there. You pick up the stuff and away you go. Either eat it on the porch or take it along with you. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They appreciate that. And I think, in May. We just don't have a date yet. If everything works the way it's supposed to, we'll be having our picnic that we were talking about having this month, but we couldn't because of the directors that are out there. But in May sometime, and I'll let you all know when that is. All right. Now, I told you about the Venezuelan warship that got sunk by the German cruise vessel. Now, this German cruise vessel happens to be one with a hull that will break ice. They go off on trips, and they go down to the South Pole and whatnot. And a Venezuelan warship about the size of one of our ocean-going Coast Guard cutters shot at, in the dark, this vessel that was moored and was making some repairs, doing some basic stuff as it was just drifting at sea, shot at it and then rammed into the German cruise vessel and wound up getting sunk. Now, Venezuelan Navy ship fired shots at a German-owned cruise ship on March the 30th, rammed into the passenger vessel, leading to the sinking of the warship in the Caribbean. The Iranian regime allied Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro accused the captain of the RCGS Resolute cruise ship of terrorism and piracy and sought to force the ship into a new direction on the high seas. The cruise ship, which had no passengers on board and was sailing under a Portuguese flag, has a reinforced hull that enables it to sail through ice water and break ice. Now, this wasn't very smart on the part of the Venezuelan boat, because Colombian Cruise Services, which is a Hamburg-based company that owns the RCGS Resolute, said in the early morning hours of the 30th of March, 2020, local time, the cruise vessel RCGS Resolute has been subject in an act of aggression by the Venezuelan Navy in international waters about 13.3 nautical miles from Isle de Tortuga with 32 crew members and no passengers on board. The company went on to add that when the event occurred, the cruise vessel RCGS Resolute had already been drifting for one day off the coast of the island to conduct some routine engine maintenance on its idle voyage to the destination. And as maintenance was being performed on the starboard main engine, the port main engine was kept on standby to maintain a safe distance from the island at any time. Now, Colombian Cruise Services continued by saying, shortly after midnight, the cruise vessel was approached by an armed Venezuelan Navy vessel, which via radio, questioning the intentions of the RCGS Resolute's presence, gave the order to follow them to Puerto Moreno on Isle de Margarita. And as the RCGS Resolute was sailing in international waters at the time, the master of the ship wanted to reconfirm this particular request, resulting into a serious deviation from the scheduled vessel's route with the company DPA. Well, as he was doing so, while the master was in contact with the head office, gunshots were fired. And shortly thereafter, the Navy vessel approached the starboard side at speed with an angle of 135 degrees and purposely collided with the RCGS Resolute. As a result, the Navy vessel continued to ram the starboard bow in an apparent attempt to turn it towards the Venezuelan territorial waters, which it did not do. And as a result, the Navy vessel suffered such severe damages when making contact with the ice-strengthened bow of the ice-class expedition class of cruise vessel that it wound up sinking. Now, there were no deaths aboard the Venezuelan Marines that were on the ship. The Venezuelan authorities returned their Navy personnel to safety. They came out and rushed them and took them to safety while the boat went to where it was supposed to go. Now, this is really one for the books. This is really one for the books. And Eric is saying, what's up with the Germans and the Tortugas? Did they have problems down there? Yeah, they did. They had problems down there a few years ago. But here's the deal. This vessel never should have been messed with. First of all, it was bigger than the patrol boat. And second of all, when the patrol boat put itself in a position where it got itself in front of this reinforced bow, I mean, what were you expecting? But, hey, it's the Maduro way, right? And you had to know that the orders came from Maduro and company. Now, the Social Security recipients, and we talked about this yesterday, and I've had a couple of questions here that I just noticed came in. Well, are we going to get money? Are we supposed to get? Yeah, you are. Everybody that's in the Social Security system, relax, kick back. You're going to automatically get stimulus money. Now, I don't know what the amount's going to be because the amount's not going to be, not everybody's going to get $1,200, which is the maximum you can get. Now, the people at the lower end of the spectrum, and I'm just guessing, I hate to even do that, but some people will get $1,200, some people will get as little as $600, but everybody will get something. We've been told the checks will be deposited. If you've got a bank account where you get your checks direct deposited, it's going to be direct deposited in another about 10 days or so when the checks come out around the 15th. I heard last night that they'll start depositing them on the 13th. We'll see. And anybody that gets a check, you'll get your check as normal. But the direct deposit will also be coming. And a lot of people are going to be getting their direct deposits on this stimulus money along with their regular Social Security money that they would get, say, on that Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month, or the first Monday of the month. And if that's the case, then May, it would be May the 4th, would be when they get it, which is what I heard yesterday. When I called, was on a conference call with the Social Security folks, on a press call to see what they were saying. So there you go. Now we'll see. We'll see. But everybody's going to get something. So just cool your jets, relax, and it'll be fine. Also, I talked to a couple friends of mine, FDNY friends. They were telling me that, there is an uptick in New York City. The suicide lines, calls to them, is up over 300%. And they've got problems lately with suicides. There's a few more than normal occurring right now, some of them in a manner in which I would never suggest people are actually jumping off rooftops. And some of the boys were telling me that some of the landlords have resorted to locking the top doors so they can't get up on the roof. Well, that makes perfect sense. Also, Frank Silvato is going to be coming in here next hour. And one of the things I'm going to talk about with him is the governor amending his executive order here in Florida, where he recognized attending religious services conducted in churches and synagogues as houses of worship, as essential activities. Now, they can do that provided they maintain the distances and all that stuff. In the meantime, I'm coming right back. Top of the hour news, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the Underground USA.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.